When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in. The Eric Zangel podcast is underway. So glad you are here. It originates each and every day in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I don't like this. I can see a couple of hairs out of place, and that's not great. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com and on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. You can say hello to those folks and shop for a EasyGo golf cart or a Yamaha golf cart. A couple of the best brands in the business. Maybe a new ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, snowmobile, go-kart. Those are awesome. There you go. That's what they do at Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio. They are awesome. Fantastic. Okay. Bob writes, today's off to a great start. My son's school just texted me. That's my son's bus was involved in an accident in the bus loop at the school. Everyone is okay, though. That is good to hear. When I was school-aged, in high school, actually, every once in a while, I would take the bus. And the bus would drop me off from the home about the same distance from the home than if I just walked from school. But I'd still do it nonetheless because sometimes I enjoyed the interaction. But there was two instances where, I know this is going to sound strange, but I did something with my mouth. I insulted somebody so bad that they stewed on it the whole fucking day. And then on the bus, it was, you know, plotted out that it's the second I got off there, there was going to be a fight. And I was 0-2 in those fights. Stuart Lee, who was this Chinese-American kid, I've told this story before. I had a nickname, and it was Zaituna Fish, which is a great fucking nickname. Hey, Zaituna Fish. Zaituna Fish. And it just so happens that at lunch during that day, I had a tuna fish sandwich. So, I mean, there's an obvious connection there. So Stuart Lee was calling me Zaituna Fish. And I got fed up. And you know how, like, the sandwich, when it's in your lunchbox, it kind of almost, the Wonder Bread kind of gets a little bit like almost a sponge. It's got a degree of wetness to it from the mayo and the water from the tuna. I took, like, one bite out of the sandwich, and the whole sandwich is in my hand. And then I smashed it in his face, like, Three Stooges pie in the face style. And I called him a stupid, filthy, starts with CH, rhymes with dink. Shut the fuck up, you stupid, filthy, CH rhymes with dink. All while I'm grinding the goddamn sandwich into his face. I'll never forget it because when I pulled my hand off, the sandwich stayed there and it kind of like peeled off, you know, and up his nose, like where you would just see a space for your nostrils. It was filled with sandwich chunks. You know, it went actually up his nose. And it was in his eyes. And he could, he couldn't believe I did it. So then I like walked out after I did that. And I didn't think another thing of it. I did not consider for a second that there was going to be any repercussions from this. And sure enough, this is the day I took the fucking bus. And it dropped me off on Masonic. And I got off the bus and I hear, "Hi, I don't have fish. Hi, I don't have fish. I'm going to kick your ass." Like, oh, fuck this shit. And all right, motherfucker. So we started a fight, and there was a moment. It was like even. And then before long, Stuart wrestled. And it didn't take long before he put me on the ground. And he's doing the ground and pound on my fucking face. So I'm trying to block. And this kid, Jim Bellini, motherfucker, he starts a USA chant. See, USA! USA! And he's like, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" And I'm like, "God damn it, fucking Stuart!" So it ends. And like my eyes fucking swollen shut. I'm all fucked up. My lip is flat. My nose is bleeding. He pretty much beat the shit out of me. And so that was it. That was the end of it. That was kind of the way you did it back then. You fought, and then it's clearly over. Yeah, all right, time to go home, and then that's that. Then there was when Billy Cesarek, I was insulting him too, and in drafting class, I referred to him as Duck Butt because he had like a thick ass. He was strong. And so it would stick out, you know, the dudes, he definitely did not have a flat ass. And so someone else invented Duck Butt, but I ran with it. And that was the end of that. And that was more of a one-sided affair when Billy beat my ass. Same goddamn deal. Get off the bus. "Hey, Zaytunian." Uh-oh. And then fucking left, right, motherfucker, here they come. Duck ass is beating the shit out of me. And that was the end of that. I just talked to my buddy not that long ago, Pat Colleen, from back in high school. And we were kind of reminiscing these moments. And he actually listened. So I'm hoping that he hears this story. If not, I'm going to tip him off. Pat's a dude that I hit with a golf ball. Remember that? I told you that one. Running towards me. "I got to go home. My mom said I got to be home at this time for dinner." "No problem. No, don't hit any more golf balls because then I got to go get them. I got to return these." Yeah, no problem. And then he kept running towards me, and I think the distance was closing rapidly. He was probably a maximum of 30 feet away when I did a goddamn John Daly drive. And that ball there was a vapor trail on that golf ball. And he wisely turned around. And back then we wore those old school Larry Bird shorts. And, you know, large portion of your thigh area and a hamstring are exposed skin. He turned around, and that goddamn ball hit him on the back of the leg so hard. It looked like he was bleeding. Like, it immediately turned purple. And his mom was so pissed because Pat had a bullseye on his leg the whole fucking summer. Sorry. Adam writes, "Easy, you are the king of F around and find out." I don't think that my existence today is that much different than what it was when I was getting off of a bus, which is remarkable. Holy shit. Except I haven't gotten beaten up. I do think there is a chance that I will, in fact, have to sustain a beating. I think I owe one or two. But, you know, that's part of the cost of doing business, you know. I was such an asshole growing up in school, and it's just carried over into, like, my day-to-day life now as a big person. Except now it's created an income, and that's fucking fantastic. I'm very fortunate. Tim Kuiper is here. I haven't been keeping up with what's going on with Zeke. In a couple sentences, can you give me an update? His son Zeke requires constant care. And recently, had been through the ringer at Children's Hospital. Adam says, you are going to break Kelly Cheese and she will be coming after you. Well, I can't agree to that. I am the biggest supporter of Kelly Cheese. I think she's awesome. But I will say this. She has a height advantage on me. I think she's like 6'8". Every bit of it. And, but I'm kind of like a little fucking Wolverine. If she ever offered to fight me, I would do that. I would fight her. Like if we did a chair. Now, I don't know why she'd be mad at me though. So that's weird. But if that ever like came up, I would do that. I would fight her and I would beat the shit out of her. That's what I would do. I would challenge every member of their show. They could like line up ringside and I would fight them all one at a time. Or all at the same time. I don't give a shit. Tim writes, Zeke doing well, breathing well with the trach. We hopefully will be coming home mid-March. Zeke has been in the hospital since the start of the new year. Patrick says, I can't think of any reason why she would be mad. Yeah, I get that all the time from people. And I'm like, no, you don't I have been an advocate for her. Hoping that those two idiots that employ her would give her a living wage rather than the minimum wage that she makes now. I cannot believe how badly she's being taken advantage of. I mean, outside of the weird noises and the crispy R's, she is the only show member that is capable of actually doing a show, frankly. Which brings me to a preview of today's Who Are These Free Beers? We have a Big Fraud Wednesday today on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon, today is the day to sign up for 7 days free. So you do that. You go to Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form, but just cancel it right after. And then you get the 7 days. Or don't cancel it. I don't give a shit. The way I do it that way is so that it's guaranteed you get the 7 days, no matter what. And then you won't be inadvertently charged if all you want is the free 7 days, you know? But whatever, I don't care. Sign up, but I do want you to be there so you can check out the live stream of today's Who Are These Free Beers? Everything I do on Patreon, that's daily. Well, I shouldn't say daily. That isn't like Lost Zane recordings, obviously, can't be live. But the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast is a live show that Ben and I do. So you see it as it happens. And it's not like it's any different when you listen to the audio because I don't edit any of it out. I just kind of post it because it's perfect in its true form. And that, though, happens, you know, it takes me a day or two sometimes to get that up and running, to clean it up and post it, you know, write the show notes, stuff like that. Like I said, I don't really edit it. But there is an advantage to getting it first on the live stream. So make sure you sign up for 7 days free and subscribe to Tier 2 on your 7 days free. So you can watch it tonight at 6. Last week, Ben and I stumbled upon a clip, and we didn't pull it, but we decided that we would for this week. And it was a odd telling of something that happened. These two seventh grade boys, one of those kids is Greg's kid. And then the other one is Coleman's son. They go to the same school, and on this particular day, I guess they had gotten into the car after the bus stop pickup. And it was described to me as kids being kids. I mean, I heard it. I heard the damn thing. And I remember thinking, wow, that is a little tough to listen to. He was bummed out because the kids were a little quiet. And so he then got pissed off at them. And he like challenged them in this weird, awkward, aggressive way. And it kind of made Ben and I both feel really bad. Chris writes this. I was so excited to hear you mentioned that on Big Fraud Wednesday, who are these free beers on Patreon? You'll be discussing Free Beer being a dick to his son and Coleman's son. I had the same feeling about it that you and Ben had. I was thinking to myself as he kept describing the pick the kids up at the bus stop and the whole story. He didn't understand when he was telling it on the radio that he was being the asshole sensitive bitch while his son and Coleman's son were just being kids. That's what I thought too. No wonder he made that comment about the show group treating him the way his family does. Yeah, that's Greg's a fucking mess. He also writes, anyways, segment 17, Tuesday's show. Greg goes into a deep dive about Kelly and the blonde's periods. What? Kelly and the blonde seemed to love the questioning, even though it seemed to me like Freebeer just being inappropriate to his coworkers. This talk goes on, and when you think about it, both Chris and Greg in their 50s discussing periods of a 20-something and a 30-something-year-old woman is very gross. I don't know if there is much to get out of that talk for your show, but it was awkward as hell. Okay, now, it might not be anything, but when it's written like that, it for sure as fuck sounds fucking crazy to me. Linda says, kids don't want to talk to adults right after school. Let them decompress. Tyler says, speaking of Free Beer and Hot Wings, today they posted on their Facebook page, biggest turnoff on a first date. And I posted saying they listened to the show. Ben says, today's heavy topic, Free Beer makes things awkward with his kids. Well, his kid and Coleman's kid. By all means, listen to them. Listen to them, pay attention, and send me timestamps. I don't get to all of them, but I certainly appreciate it. It's fantastic. And you're welcome to them. I'm saying you're welcome to them because I'm encouraging my crew to listen to your shitty goddamn show. Okay? Mine doesn't start till 10-ish. So you can listen to the whole show. I would set your alarm to it and listen to the whole thing and take notes and then send me the notes. That's what I would do. It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship. I would be so upset if they took that show away, if that show for whatever reason went away. But then again, they would probably also do a podcast, I'm sure. Ben said they also posted on Facebook about their drop machine being crucial. They could do away with that thing. It's not even used. Very, very rarely used. Come on now. And you don't put new drops on it. So, I mean, those are the same crusty drops that I used to use. The point of the drop machine is to constantly have turnover. You only get 1,000 clips on that thing. It's an old, antiquated piece of gear. So you constantly have to delete old ones and put new ones on, and that's actually good. Keeps things fresh. Jeremy says, I'm about to go comment discussing boring topics like what goes in the fridge and candle name or Taylor Swift song. All right, so Ben and I will be reviewing the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, a very special Who Are These Free Beers, as we get into the heavy topic, I can't even talk, of Greg attacking seventh grade boys and challenging them and bullying seventh grade boys who have enough on their plate to deal with without having to worry about this cock-sucking asshole that he is. We will have a special guest in the audience who will be enjoying that show with us. Now, remember, I said that the one boy is Greg's son, and the other boy is Coleman's son. That is the man that used to put his dick into Greg's current wife's holes at some point in time. And he is a friend of mine and a big fan of this show. He will be in the audience paying attention to this clip. I actually sent the clip to Coleman. I called him out, hey, did your son talk about some weirdo shit that went down in the car with Greg? He goes, no. I go, oh, dude, you got to hear this. You got to hear what this asshole did. This big flex on seventh grade boys. And he played it, or he listened to it, and he goes, oh, my God. Holy shit. The patience on Coleman to have to put up with this gutless twat. Now, the kid, like I said, is in seventh grade. The day is coming when he gets old enough that he's probably going to kick Greg's ass. You know, for all the talking up that Greg does of himself, there's always somebody who is just sick and tired of his shit. So I've got my, fingers crossed looking at the calendar for a handful of years from now when Greg shows up to work with a black eye with the imprint of a 17-year-old's class ring on his forehead. Unity! All right. Should be a good time tonight. Big Fraud Thursday starts at 6 p.m. Tyler said, is this the same boy that Freebeard texted at 3 a.m. a while back to tell him how much he loves him? Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't say. Okay. Last night was a basketball night. Stevie says, easy, today is Wednesday, not Thursday. You're right. My bad. Big Fraud Wednesday. Old habits die hard. My apologies.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Basketball night last night, and it was something else because all of the Denver Nuggets were in attendance at the game, which is awesome. Why? Well, the Denver Nuggets, everybody but Jokic? How do I say it? Jokic? Joker? The big white guy that beats everybody's ass from, Romania, whatever, wherever the fuck. He didn't show up, but all the rest of them did. So the Nuggets played in Indianapolis two nights ago. And then tonight they play in Milwaukee. So they weren't going to go all the way back to Denver. So it worked out where Grand Rapids is a hop, skip, and a jump away from where the Bucks play. So they just landed in Grand Rapids. And all these fuckers come to the game. So the whole Denver Nuggets team is at the Grand Rapids Gold game last night. How cool is that? And it was cool because at one point they came out mid-court, Hunter Tyson and some other guy. I don't know anybody. DeAndre Young, is that his name? And they did the putting contest. So you put a golf ball from half court and you got to get it in this little opening and you get a free round of golf. And this dude, Hunter Tyson, he hit the ball and it went right in there and the place went fucking bonkers. And he's like, it's like he just won the NBA championship. Yes! Yes! Ha ha ha! Yes! So that was a fun time. I didn't get molested. But I'm driving to the game and I pull into the parking area. DeAndre Jordan. That's the guy, DeAndre Jordan. Big, giant, enormous man. I pull into the parking lot, and it's more cars than usual. Now, this is the gated parking. I mean, there's no other place to park. And, you know, being that I work for the team, but I pull up, and a parking lot attendant, who's a pal of mine, she goes, I got bad news. I go, what is it? She goes, we're at capacity. We can take no more cars. Now, I will say this. She's a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Alethea, and her husband is Kevin, who works security. So they're like salt of the earth, two of the sweetest people ever. And this is a tangent story. Everybody always treats the parking lot attendants like shit and tries to tell them where they're going to park. Now, I do not do that. And every time that Alethea has told me where to park, I park. And then I, over time, made conversation with her, got to know her. Pooh Bear and I kind of fell in love with her. She's super sweet. She's always telling me about her adventures. She's going on. She does a lot of traveling with her husband, Kevin. And super sweet. And so then I noticed that she would put me in one particular parking spot every time. It's like my spot. And I go, I think she gives me like preferential treatment. But I'm like, so, okay, that's cool. Well, a couple weeks ago, I think I might have mentioned this story. But it, you know, more time has passed, so it's kind of like cloudier, so I can just kind of let it rip. I get out of my car, and she goes, "Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is, Eric?" I go, and I figure out what's going on. There's a person, one of the personnel that works at the arena, I guess that was giving her shit about where to park, which too often people do with these people, which they have a job to do, you know? And I guess there was some really bad things that were said to my girl. And she's furious. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And so that happens. Long story short, this eventually gets ironed out. But as I'm pulling up yesterday, someone is in front of me talking to her, and I can see they're giving her shit again. It's someone else. I don't think it's the same guy. And they're like, yeah, yeah, you know, I work here. I should park here. I can do this. And she's like, look, I don't know what to tell you. I've been given orders from the top. And I noticed that Kevin is there kind of standing behind her. He's like, got her back, which Kevin never comes out. So something's up. And then she comes up and she goes, I got bad news for you. I go, what's up? She goes, we have no more parking spots. And I go, oh, don't worry about it. No big deal. And they all like with a sigh of relief because everybody's giving them shit. So I just go, no big deal. I'll figure it out. And they're like, oh, because I'm like, this is how you do it. You know, this is how I get hard eyes from everybody, man and woman. I'm agreeable. I am not going to get it the way I wanted it. And so you pick up the pieces and you move on. She goes, okay. I go, yeah, I'll figure something out. And I actually drive out of the Horseshoe and found a place to park. So that's it. I'm walking back to the arena, and all I can think of is I got to use the boys' room. So I wander into the area, and there's about 150 middle school students, and they're going to perform the anthem. It's the fucking band. They got everything, sousaphones, drums, the whole damn deal, and BO too. Some, you know, these kids are in adolescence. You know, in addition to if you're Free Beers kids, you have to get yelled at after school. You have to put up with your changing body chemistry. You got zits all over your face. You smell like balls. And so there was a heavy dose of BO when I walked in there. Oh, boy, these kids are still getting it down, are they? So I kind of make my way through them, and it's hot, hot air, stinky hot air. I'm like, fucking shit. And over at the end of the room, there's like this Nick knows what I'm talking about. There's one bathroom over by the loading dock. And now, if anyone is going to forget to do this, it's going to be a young person. And even if I had not, it's so loud behind me. It sounds like the beginning of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band behind me, all the instruments that are warming up. I turn the handle. It's open. I open the door. And there is a child that is in there. And it is a female. And the little girl is, her pants are down. And she's on the toilet. And I didn't see her face because I closed it really fast. But like, oh, fuck, this is key. Don't let her see your face. And she did not lock the door. So, yeah, I just want to let that sink in. I saw some child on the toilet. Okay. A young lady. Horrible. So I open up the door like, oh, God, I got to piss. Open the door. Ah! I immediately shut it. And so after I burst in and shut the door, she has not had time to look up. So all I'm thinking is, fuck. I got the fuck out of there so fast. Went to another spot. game goes off without a hitch. After the game, it's time to go to the restroom again. And I don't know what the fuck. I think those doors, this is a very, it's an old building, you know? I think there's, you can lock those doors, but if someone tries to get in, if they jam it hard enough, it'll trip that lock. So after the game, close the bathroom door, lock it. I'm going tinkle. And then midway, this takes me a while. Prostate issues. All of a sudden, that door is open. Someone's walking in, and they turn the handle. It popped right open. I know I locked the fucking thing, and I go, "Whoa, hey, whoa!" And I hear, "Sorry." It's a chick, and I'm like, "Fucking shit! What the fuck is going on here? God damn it!" And then, so it wasn't probably 30 seconds after I quickly washed my hands that I got out of there. And I scanned where I was. Who could it have possibly been? And no one's making eye contact. So to my left, there's a lot of staff. It's Grand Rapids Gold interns. They're all very young women. And there's like about six of them. And it's up on the the second level. There's no one there but them. So it's one of them. That's like their bathroom. And I'm just like, fuck. And after I noticed that no one was looking at me, thank God. I'm glad that they had enough sense to do that. I got the fuck out of there. Long ass day for bathroom interruptions. Chris says, a 5-minute pee for Mr. Pop Pop. Tyler says, Mr. Pop Pop doing Mr. Pop Pop things. The usual jokes that I am a sexual predator. Mr. Pop Pop and Mr. Mac, where is Chris Hansen? I love how I did not come up with the name Mr. Pop Pop, nor did the audience. The kids in the neighborhood refer to me as Mr. Pop Pop. And somehow that has been ruined by you animals into making it seem like I am a sexual predator of children. How does that happen? How is that, like, okay? For me to be in the same breath as Mr. Mac, who spilled the paint on the kid. Idiots. Aram says, where is Chris Hansen? Jeremy says he's probably filming an Instagram exercise bike video with sexy Sheriff Swanson. Tyler says, I don't know what happened, but it's really funny. Or I don't know how that happened, but it's really funny. Yeah, right. Aram says, now we know why Mr. Pop Pop hates Chris Swanson. Yeah, you're free to make that assumption. Rightfully so. Not that I'm a sexual predator, but I pick on Sheriff Swanson all the time. Okay. So glad you're here. For you folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, you're wondering what I'm doing. I'm doing kind of like a half yoga pose. When you sit for as long as I do all day, this is very, very important. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and go to @Eric Zane Live. I do two shows every day. I do this show, which is the free podcast powered by sponsors. And then I do later on the Patreon bonus podcast. I post new material to Patreon every single day. Check it out for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And there you go. Thank you so much for being here. The live stream Facebook and Twitch, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to them. Reach out at 616-532-6600, or you can go to their website, ervines.com. That's ervines.com, about getting your car maintained or repaired. They do an outstanding job on all of our cars. If you have a any maker model or a hybrid or an EV, they can help you. 616-532-6600. Great place to get your car repaired in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Don't just take my word for it. Look at the amazing Google reviews that they have, which they display prominently on their website. All right. The Grand Rapids Gold, who I mentioned earlier, their next game is coming up on Friday. It is Flint Tropics night. I will be dressed up in 70s gear, and so will all of the staff from the Grand Rapids Gold as we reenact the film Semi-Pro, including a rematch of the wrestling match between Jackie Moon and the Killer Bear. That is part of the festivities. Get your tickets at NBAGrandRapids.com and come see all of the action of the Grand Rapids Gold. When it comes to insurance, I trust the licensed independent insurance agent / broker for the Eric Zane Show podcast, Frank Fuss. You can reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. Excuse me. buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you with all of the questions you may have about Obamacare. That's not the easiest thing to get through, to fill out all that paperwork and, or I should say, all that form that they have online at healthcare.gov. Frank will help you every step of the way, and it costs you no money. So if you are in between jobs, perhaps you're self-employed or your boss does not offer you health insurance, you should reach out to Frank. It doesn't cost you anything for his services. He can also help you with everything you need for Medicare, if that's in your future, or Social Security, and can get you into a health insurance policy. I'm sorry, a life insurance policy. All the info can be found at buyinsurancehere.com. That's a little form you fill out. It says, hey, who'd you hear about me from? Put Eric Zane, and then Frank will reach out to you, and then off you go. All right. I'm just looking at my show notes about what I'm talking about. Okay, I've pretty much covered all the ground from the past 24 hours that I wanted to get to. I'm going to take a quick break. Sometimes ZZ has to go pee-pee. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. All right, I'm back. On Tuesday of next week, today is what, Wednesday? So next Tuesday, this will be interesting. The Grand Rapids Gold basketball game, tip-off is at 11 a.m. I think I did this last year, too. Was able to figure it out. Or I have done it in the past. The since the game starts at 11, I'll be getting done with my radio show and then going directly to the arena. And then after the game, I'll come back and take care of my podcasting stuff. So the start time of this show at 10 a.m. is out the window for the 4th. I take that back. Because I have tax day too that day. And I have, who are these broadcasters? My God. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Tuesday of next week, I'm fucked. Because, all right, I'll be home by one. Yeah, I can make, you know, I'm fucked. I got to reach out to Christian and tell him I can't do that either. I got basketball and taxes, so... there you go. That's what's happening next week on Tuesday. Reminder to myself, reach out to Christian. Okay. Patrick talks wrestling. I don't think I want to get into that. Molly says, so what time on the 4th? No, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think on the 4th, I think I'm going to post stuff, but yeah, I'm not going to have enough hours in the day. I will post, though, something to listen to while I'm away on the Patreon. And on the free platform, I will post some Patreon shows that have only been heard by people who are on Patreon, but old shows. Like, typically, I've posted old Patreon bonus episodes or sometimes episodes of Who Are These Free Beers, which are always a big hit on the free platform. I do want to get into this that I, my subreddit usually doesn't get a ton of action, but somebody saw something interesting. I guess I had just recently talked on this show about the instant replay. Whoops. So, and I guess that came up with our pals, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Here it is. Maybe I missed something else prior to this, but Eric Zane talks about the ancient instant replay system the other day. Yeah, because Scott had a question about it when brought up by a listener. And then Tommy writes a blog on Hot Wings Sound Machine today. Coincidence? Maybe. Easy is that your handwriting? Oh, yeah, that is... This is a template, and they're like overlays that you put over the buttons, and then you assign your sounds to there. But that is the same thing that I used 10 years ago, 9 years ago. So that gives you an idea of how drops are not updated. They're using the same template that I wrote. There's never any new drops because they don't put new drops into the machine. Look at that machine, though. Oh, my God. That thing's been through the ringer. That was the one that Joe spilled a whole beer on when we were doing the show live at what was the Orbit Room. A whole beer. And I'll never forget. He goes, oh, no. Let's see what people said about that. There's only three comments, which is big for me. Jeremy says, there is, in my opinion, zero possibility that this is a coincidence. Zero chance at all. I don't know about that. I think it is a coincidence. Hazmat says, LMAO, the drop machine that hasn't been updated since Zane left. The only time Hot Wings used it was to default sound clips. LOL. Also, Hot Wings would actually have to be paying attention to Free Beer's drivel to make something funny happen with it. Oh, my God. This person says, you fanboys are a bunch of salty cunts. I've been a diehard FBHW listener since 08. Love EZ. Listen to him as well. But I have to be blunt. You guys let FBHW live rent-free in your heads. Move on. EZ can be great without the FBHW hate. Well, look, I do not hate anybody except Craig. Okay? And I depend on that show being as shitty as it is. And so that's the big picture item there. I mean, they're idiots, and I want to kick Greg's ass, but let's be honest here. If they actually did a show that was decent, I would have nothing to talk about. Chris says, I wanted to post that I don't think that's Joe's handwriting, nor Free Beers, nor Justin's, nor Hot Wings. By the way, there was a moment on yesterday's show where I'm pretty sure Kelly took a run at producer Joe. I'm going to post that video on Facebook. I don't have it in front of me now. But it was really, really weird. I'll have that for you on my Facebook page. I don't know when I'm going to get it because I'm so damn busy, but just something to look forward to. People, when I post videos of them from their show, oh my God, I get people saying to me some of the meanest shit ever. I had one guy say, I used to find you funny. Now you and your trash wife can go fuck off. Just fucking mean. I'm like, oh my God, you fucking, that's terrible. You make me sound like a fucking child. Chris says, yeah, you did on Ben and Eric. All right, we're moving on. The story of the eggs. People love this story that eggs are getting so expensive. And you know what they're doing about it? They're making it seem like it's causing people to die. We paid $14 for 24 eggs the other day, which, what is that per, what does that come out to per egg? So if I take $14 and divide it by 24, so 58 cents an egg. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.